Welcome to the Far From Shore podcast, where it's all about the Kraken. Welcome back to another episode of the Far From Shore podcast, guys. I'm your host, Brayson, and today's going to be a good day. At least here where I live, it's going to be up to 62 degrees, sunny. It's going to be really hot. I'm going to take the dogs out later to the park. It's going to be an awesome time. Signs of life. There are a couple trees outside that have their leaves coming in, so there's a lot of signs of better days to come here. But anyways, guys, as you all know, the Seattle Kraken are named after a giant squid and not the black spice rum that everybody knows. Cool story on the black spice rum. The Seattle Kraken actually have their own special edition Kraken black spice rum. I'm not really sure if it's the same recipe or not, but that's pretty neat. So the Kraken, the giant squid origin, comes from 1700s Norse mythology. Sorry, guys. So pretty much modern-day Scandinavia, where Larsen and Bjorkstrand are from. I think Burakovsky as well. Burakovsky and Larsen are both from Sweden? I don't know. I think it's Sweden. The Kraken is described as a giant colossal squid that lurks in the depths of the Scandinavian seas. And they're fully capable of devouring an entire vessel of people. So all its crew and just the giant ship, the giant squid can destroy that and suck it into the depths of the sea. This really rattled the Vikings. I mean, I would too. If my main transportation was a boat like theirs, I'd be terrified. I mean, come to think of it, I feel like the Vikings were never scared of combat due to their sheer mental scare tactics they come up with themselves, with giant squids terrorizing them. So I feel like the Vikings had some good mental health there. In a way, you know, they aren't scared of people, but, you know, they're scared of the creatures that they come up with. So I think it's actually pretty dope that Seattle chose the Kraken as their namesake. Seattle is a fishing town, you know, a lot of water around there. Sometimes it could be doom and gloom, just like Scandinavia. My wife and I and her family went to Denmark. It's a beautiful place, the architecture and all that stuff. But when we were there, you know, it was also a sea town. And it was doom and gloom some days. So kind of cool, kind of fits. In modern time, though, the largest recording of a squid was 43 feet long, 13 meters for my overseas mates, and weighed about a ton. And I think it's on display at the Smithsonian Museum, somewhere, wherever that is, in New York, I think. I mean, I could be wrong getting all this information off of their website, so. But now you know, kind of a brief overview where the Kraken came from, and now it's our name. Also, side note, back to the Kraken Black Spice Rum. When you go to Climate Pledge Arena, there's a sole bar purposely just dedicated to the Kraken Black Spice Rum. It's like everywhere, it's advertised. It's a pretty sweet bar, it's all blacked out. Cool lighting and all that stuff. So, you know, it got my interest. So I went up and I asked them to make something sweet. I've never had the Kraken Black Spice Rum before, and they made me a Dark and Stormy. Pretty fantastic. Never had a Dark and Stormy at Climate Pledge. So every time I go there, I kind of just go there. If I'm feeling like an alcoholic drink, you know, I'll grab it. So if anyone, or if you don't know what a Dark and Stormy is, it's your choice device. You know, you could have Crush. I mean, a bartender is probably like, no, you could only have like cubed ice. But, you know, I feel like it's, it doesn't matter. It's ice. It'll cool down the drink. So you add the rum, right? However much rum you want. Pour in some ginger beer and some lime juice. Stir that guy up. Garnish it with one of the lime wedges if you're feeling a little dangerous. And that's it. Try it out. So let's get into the game, guys. I really don't want to because, damn, we sucked. But the game last night with the Vegas Golden Knights was a hard one. It was a hard one to watch, at least. The Krakens played last night with the Vegas Golden Knights with a loss of 3-1. The Kraken are coming into this game with a loss of 6 in a row and a 28-27-12 record. It looks like we aren't, you know, going to make the playoffs this year. So I think after this episode, I'm going to stop talking about the playoffs for us and just start having fun watching the games. The Golden Knights, who right now are on the inside looking out in terms of wild card position, they're trailing ahead of the St. Louis Blues and the Minnesota Wild, who are just right on top of their ash like an Audi on the freeway trying to pass and you're already going 10 over. And kind of a broken record here, but Vince Dunn is still out with I think a upper body injury still and extends his absence to a 7-game streak. Period one, the Kraken are starting off with Grunenet, and both teams right now are rocking their Winter Classic jerseys. Really nice to see those jerseys again. The game started off just like any other game like us, nothing worth noting. The Knights break the ice, making it 1-0 game. Shortly after the goal, we got called on the high stick, and Jaden Schwartz was to blame. In my opinion, Schwartz is finally back from his injury, which I'm not quite sure what it was, nor do I care, but honestly, Schwartz is one of those guys on my list who should exit the organization, and we should never speak of them ever again. Anyway, he gives the Knights their first goal, power play goal, which led to not a whole lot, but did I say power play goal? Just power play. And, you know, it's not a good position to be in against the likes of this team. The Kraken are still struggling on scoring in the net, but that kind of concludes period one. In my honest opinion, the best guy on our team that period was Gru. He kept us in the game for sure, and period two wasn't really much to write home about as well. We're going in with not a lot of shots on net. The only problem is, you know, they're not going in. But again, we have a really terrible offense. We shot the puck, and there's no, you know, repossession after the puck shot, and there's no repossession or good fight for the puck again, so we end up going back on defense. It's hard to create offense when you can't control the puck within tight spaces, you know, and we're really bad at, you know, passing the puck. We give away turnovers a lot. The Kraken end up getting their first power play of the quarter in period two. Nothing there. We go on to a 4-on-4 there for a little bit. Also nothing there. Someone who still has fire in their skates, I think, and also should stay in the organization for a good amount of period of time. As long as this guy stays healthy and doesn't get injured, is Burakovsky. You know, during the power play, he's entering the offensive zone with a purpose, and I like to see that. The defense doesn't really get much credit from me, so I apologize. The defense this period was on fire. RD's keeping it very tight and not allowing a whole lot of shots being flown at Tagru. What else happened that period? Riker gets a delay of game penalty and gives the Knights a pretty good run at trying to get us down again. Grew manages to save everything during that. But overall, kind of just a waste of the second period, and now we have to make it up in the third. The D doing good, and, you know, we never capitalize on a second period. So unfortunately, we go into period three. You know, the Kraken got the first power play of the period with some really good skating from the boys. The Knights goalie is not budging. They're not letting any pucks through. Lots of chances on both sides, and finally we score our first goal on our second power play of the period. Jaden Schwartz tips it from a long-range shot from Riker Evans. But, you know, in typical fashion, we try to make up for everything in this period. When you think that you have salvaged the game, you know, seriously, and we go ahead and get scored on by the Knights with 2 minutes left in the period. I don't think that was a defensive problem. I mean, possibly it was. They just look better on the ice. They're so fluid. They're reigning Stanley Cup champions. So, I mean, I'm not really surprised. So, disappointed, but not surprised. The Kraken end up losing the game 3-1 with an empty net goal. We tried to tie it, but honestly, I don't know. It was kind of a sad game. That's kind of the highlights of what I saw. We shot the puck a lot, but didn't look dangerous at all. Our leading goal scorer, Jared McCann, with the most shots on goal with 5, but couldn't get on the scoreboard, unfortunately. So I'm not really sure what's going on with Jared McCann, but he's not making any goals. So what now? What's next, guys? The Kraken end up declining to a 28-12 record. You know, I'm feeling a lot of frustration, anger, disappointment, you know, all the things. The season's coming to a close, and we're doing it in the most dramatic fashion ever. So everyone is saying, you know, at least some of the Kraken fans are, we may still have potential to make the playoffs, but I don't think it's going to happen. Everyone had a feeling it was going to end this way, and I may be the last one to jump on this bandwagon, but I was trying to keep positive for the longest time, but I know that, you know, we need some work to do on and off the ice, especially off the ice. I feel like, you know, our offensive coordinator is just not clicking right now, and anything that he's trying to draw up or anything that he's trying to tell the guys isn't going through. So we may need to switch up some stuff, but, you know, we have 14 games left with the Arizona Coyotes tonight in Tempe. Fun fact, I was an Arizona Coyotes fan for a good while there. I never watched hockey, but if someone asked me if I had a team in the NHL, I'll definitely go for the Arizona Coyotes. You know, growing up in Hawaii, you never had hockey, but my eldest cousin moved to Phoenix, Arizona for school, and I, you know, just needed something to click on, and there you go, I had it, and I chose the Arizona Coyotes. But anyways, guys, it doesn't really feel good to have, like, the worst offense in the NHL right now, especially when we're actually trying. The Sharks and the Blackhawks gave up a while ago and are battling for a draft spot, and, you know, I thought we could have made it. They started off their season, the Sharks and the Blackhawks, you know, they started it off pretty bad. We also did, but ended up having a really nice, good winning streak there, and, you know, we never really had, like, on our mind, let's start tanking the season. But should we start tanking our season? I mean, it's kind of too late. We'll have a really good draft pick, a really good young guy, but we have really good guys on our team, and it's a veteran team, and just like the Vegas Golden Knights, they're doing well. So why not us? We don't need a good draft spot. We have Shane Wright that is developing in AHL, I believe. AHL, yeah. With the Firebirds, Coachella Firebirds. So we have guys in the pipeline. We don't need, like, some new guy coming out of college. So yeah, guys. Well, there you have it. Have an amazing day, everyone, despite the emotional damage that is the Vegas Golden Knights beating our ass. Until next time, Squids, don't give up the ship.